Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C.R.I. And today, stoners, well, you know what? Before we get into that, I want to address something right fast, stoners. I know I be kind of in and out, you know, my loyal listeners. I understand I be in and out of your lives. You know, you don't know if I'm still doing podcasts or what, you know. So I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit and let you look in the background. Okay. Anchor, I do my Stoner Talk podcast through Anchor FM. Okay, that is my base station. I record my podcast on that. And they distribute my podcast to Spotify, iHeart, so forth and so on. They are also in charge of getting me certain sponsors. Other than the donations that I do truly appreciate, other than the donations, I get paid from this podcast through sponsors, okay? Anchor hasn't gotten me a sponsor in almost a year, all right? And I'm going to be honest with you, stoners. Money is not the motivation, but it is a great incentive. And, you know, me going through the things I've been going through as of late, I just really didn't have the brain power or brain capacity, whatever you want to call it, to get on here and just speak, you know what I'm saying? Articulate what I'm really thinking. You know, y'all know how this podcast go. So I didn't really have, you know what I'm saying, too much motivation to hop on here. Yes, I've been going through a lot of things, and, you know, I kind of left the podcast by the wayside. But, you know, I didn't start this podcast to make money. It just happened that way. I also didn't worry about sponsors or anything when I first started this podcast. Honestly, this podcast was a way for me to vent, and when I started getting fans and other accolades because of this podcast, I guess I let it get to my head. So therefore, I just want to let y'all know, stoners, I will be back for this new year every Saturday a Stoner Talk podcast will drop every Saturday starting this Saturday. That's my New Year's resolution, to just keep my podcast going. Okay? And without further ado, in today's stoners, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are going to get mad at. Only a certain amount of people. Only a certain group. We're going to talk about something that we have forgotten. Not only the females, but as a species, we have forgotten. But I'm mostly pointing this towards the females. I want y'all to really listen to me. We're gonna talk about something that needs to be talked about, and we're gonna talk about how women forgot how to be women. Let me light my thing. You know, ain't nothing changed, stoners. I think that's sour. I'm not sure. Anyways, stoners. Now, when I said that, you know, a lot of people probably sit back. What do you mean that we forgot how to be women? Well, let me explain to you. I've spoken about this on an earlier podcast, but let me explain to you something. When human beings was graced on this planet, and whether it be by whatever you believe in, by, you know, Lord Jesus, God, or Buddha, or the aliens, or the Anunnaki, whatever, when we got here, as a species, we were given four jobs, okay? Within these four jobs, stoners, all right? It's a lot of responsibility. These four jobs, right, is split between male and female. And these four jobs are basically cause and effect. Because if one doesn't happen, the other one can't happen. I guarantee you, because when somebody tries to do something within these four jobs and the other job has not been done, you either cause yourself stress or you just lose your mind. Here are the four jobs. Protect, provide, nourish, create. Well, create, nourish. Okay? Protect and provide. That is the man's job. That is the job that we were given when we touched down on this planet. When Adam said, oh, what is this? He was given two jobs. You can do whatever you want down here. Go do whatever you want, but make sure this is happening. When it comes to Eve, you are to provide and protect. Now, when it comes to men, a lot of men hear that, and stoners, they think that, you know, providing is I get you a house, I get you a car, or at the very least, I'm paying for the car you're riding in. I make sure gas is in it. You know what I'm saying? If anybody try to harm you, I'm right there. If a burglar comes in the house, he got to deal with me. See, as men, we think that that's the only form of protection. But it's not. Like I said, it is cause and effect. Now, we are to protect and provide not only the physical, what I just mentioned. Okay, stoners? We are to protect her mind, body, and spirit. We are to protect her body, yes, to make sure nobody harms her. Nobody touches her unless she says so. Protect her mind. She should be able to trust you. You are protecting her sanity. Therefore, you're not out in the streets making her look stupid, making her look like the punchline. You're not out in the streets making her feel like at home she has to compete with other females. She don't have those worries in her head. You're protecting her sanity. You're protecting her spirit because you're being a good man. She don't have to be a bad woman. And a lot of women do that. And we're going to get back to that a little later. But that's the jobs. See, we stop at the physical realm of the job of providing protection. And we think, you know, I did my part. Man, I got this girl a house. I put her in a car. She stay laced up. Hair done, nails done. She do it. And I dick her down when it's time to be dick down. But my nigga, every other night you run out the streets fucking this one chick. And she know. You don't think that's hurting her? You don't think in her mind she feels like the side piece? Huh? Men, we don't compartmentalize very well. So when you have a side piece, if you have a side piece, right, and you've been dealing with that side piece for a nice little bit, your time and energy will sway to somebody. It will either sway to your woman or it will sway to your girl or your little side piece. We can't compartmentalize like that. We can't go to our little side piece, get the crazy sloppy head, get some crazy sex, you know what I'm saying? Eat a great meal, then come home to our wife or girlfriend or whatever and give her the sloppy head and give her the dick down. Cause we tired now. We didn't got our feel. Huh? I'm sorry, but that's how men are. So, you know, there is no in between with this. Okay? Now, that's the man part of the job. All right? And I admit, if a man does not protect, well, hold on. Before I move on, let's talk about the provide part. If you're protecting, like I said you're supposed to be protecting, you will provide her with a sense of security, not just money. And security doesn't mean just, you know, financial or shelter and all that. Security means she's never alone. She never thinks, you know what, I'm out here by myself because I can't depend on this fool. That's true security, to know you're never alone. You never have to go out in the streets or come home or get a bill or do whatever and say, man, I gotta think about how I'm gonna do this shit. No, you always have somebody there willing and waiting to help you in any situation, not just bills. in any situation. See, if you protect the way you're supposed to protect, you will provide everything you're supposed to provide. It's a cause and effect. Now you see what I'm saying. Now let's go to the woman side of it. And this is where we get to the crux of our of today's podcast, Stoners. Women forgot how to be women because women don't want to create anymore. And they damn sure don't want to nourish. Let me explain myself, Stoners. A good relationship and a good man is not found. They're built. Plain and simple. Unless you meet Prince Charming or, you know what I'm saying, the man of your dreams, whoever you meet or whoever you fall in love with or whoever you're with, 80-20 rule. He's going to give you 80% of everything you want. You know? Now, you just got to make sure it's the right 80%. You know? Because he can give you... What I mean by that, Stoners? I mean by this. He can give you the house. He can give you the car. He can give you the money, the great dick. He's a great guy. Good job. Right? But the 20% is he cheats on you and he hits you. Or flip it around. He don't cheat on you. He don't hit you. He's a real good guy. Just don't have a job. Or he does all that. Job just not that much, so he's not really bringing in the money like he's supposed to be bringing. Like, there's always going to be something with every man. I don't know why. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Women can literally be perfect if they strive to be so. Because what we consider, as men, what we consider perfection is very easy for a woman to obtain. And in our eyes, she would be perfect. In every way. I'll use myself as an example. The reason why I'm with the woman I'm with now is because, and the reason why I decided to leave the hoes alone and get out the streets and just, you know, do right by her is because she did something in my 36 years of living. She has done something that no woman, and anybody who's ever dated me or messed with me, I hope you listen to this. She has done something that no woman has ever done. And that's put me first. Not even my own mom can say for her whole life she has put me first. This woman I am with put me first. And here's the funny part about that. What made me realize it was right when I noticed she wasn't putting me first anymore. Oh my God. You ain't hear me? This woman put me first the entire time she knew me and the entire time we was together. But it wasn't until I started to notice I wasn't being put first is when I realized she always puts me first. I better protect that. See, this is what I mean by women forgot how to be women. Let's take the first one. Create. Now, I already said good men in good relationships are not found. They're built. You find somebody. This is how I seen my grandparents and parents go through it in the old school way of doing it. If you want to call it old school, I just call it the right way. Let's just put it that way. Call it what you want, Stoners, but I just call it the right way. You meet somebody, right? Obviously, for every single person on this planet, attraction, whatever you're attracted to, whether it be eyes, lips, ass, titties, ankles, feet, whatever. Whatever the attraction is, that sparks the conversation. Then the conversation happens. You find something that you like about this person, which makes you want to meet them again. Huh? You meet them again, and now you're getting to know them. Now, as adults, sex is irrelevant. Whether you want to wait to have sex till y'all an official couple, or wait to have sex till you get married, or have sex on the first night, sex is irrelevant. Yet, at the same time, Stoners, sex is very important. Now, here's why I say that. Sex is irrelevant because it's not very important. If you have sex with somebody on the first night, that's just because the physical attraction was there, you was in a mood, he was in a mood, it was the right time. Sex is not wrong, okay? If you're a single female or male and you have sex with somebody on the first time you meet them, that's not wrong. The attraction was there. Good job, okay? You can still get to know somebody after the sex. That's just, wow, you had some great sex, man. I hope your personality is even better. Let's keep it moving. Huh? You get to know somebody. You become friends. Hopefully, you don't get friend-zoned. And if you don't, right, then you try, let me take you out on a date. Let me try more than just conversation and you know what I'm saying, flirtations. I'm about to actually put a foot forward for you and see how you respond. Huh? Now you're taking your relationship to a new level. You're leaving out of the friend zone and you're moving into relationship status. Huh? Now, once you get here, you're going to be spending more time with somebody. And once you spend more time with somebody, you learn more about them. See, here's the thing you got to understand, stoners. Once you meet somebody, you're not meeting them. You're meeting their representative. You're meeting the possibilities. Huh? That's what you're meeting. Okay? Now, once you get to the stage of talking to him on the phone all the time, going by his house, or reverse talking to her on the phone all the time, going by her house, you start to notice certain things. Oh, man, she don't never keep her bathroom dirty. Clean. Oh, man, this dude here, he sleeps on an air mattress. You know? Now, some things you can let go, some things you can't. But this is the process of being with someone. Now, once you get past all of that, because there's going to be fights, there may be a couple of breakups, it is what it is. Once you get through all of that and you realize their flaws, their pros and cons, but their pros outweigh their cons, now you want to make that person yours. That's the process I know. That's the process I've always done. Nowadays, stoners, that process is gone. Nobody that listens to this podcast right now, nobody listens to this podcast has went on a date in the last, I'm going to say, 6 months to a year. An actual date. At the very least, a guy invites you to go out. He either picks you up or asks you to meet him at a certain place. Y'all go in said place, eat, chill, whatever. He pays whatever bill is paid. Y'all have a great time, good time, bad time, whatever. Date is over. Huh? Women don't do that anymore. Women don't want to create anything. Huh? I've noticed that women, hold on. Women want the finished product. Huh? They want the finished product before they even see the prototype, stoners. When they meet a man, he has to be a good man. He has to have money. He has to look great. He has to have a good job. Have to have a car. Don't live with your mom or grandparents. You have to be on point, right? But they don't have to do anything. I've literally, with my own ocular vision, right, stoners? Because I know the girls, I'm not going to say her name, but I've seen a girl try to stunt on a dude who was trying to holler at her. He pulled up, so I'm guessing it's his car, you know. He pulled up, seen her, stepped out, was respectable, asked the guys who was around her, is she for anybody? Everybody like, nah, that's all you. They started talking, and out of nowhere, she started flexing on him. Now, I know this woman. You live with your mom and your sister. Okay? You don't have a house. You have a room. Okay? So, automatically, that man could have been an elevation in life. But because women is so entitled, they don't have to have their stuff together. So much so that a woman would meet a guy, but already have a guy. I know stoners have heard this before. A woman will have a man for everything she needs. She got a man for the dick, a man for the money, a man to listen, a man she just really likes to kick it with. And every woman, I don't care who they are, my woman, your woman, their woman, every woman, right, has this one guy. There's this one guy, right, that he is no danger to your relationship, right? But if for some reason your relationship falters, he's right there on the call. It's not about relationship status. It's this one guy. It could either be the one that got away. It could be the one that she never could get. Or it could just be this one guy who in her mind is perfect. And you know, like the old saying goes, we only accept the love we feel we deserve. So no woman who knows she's imperfect and has a quote-unquote best friend or friend that she considers perfect, and in her mind, he's not looking at her like that. So she's not going to try to divulge in it. But she know, like I know, if for some reason she want them cheeks clapped, he'll hold it down. Everybody has that one guy. Lucky for me, you know, and I'm hoping for a lot of stoners, but luckily for me, the woman I'm with, I was that guy. And I know I was that guy because of the, 7 years we were just quote-unquote friends. Yeah, she had boyfriends, I had girlfriends, but we just couldn't leave each other alone. That's another story for another day, stoners. But my point is that women forgot how to create something. And now, here's what I really wanted to say about this whole situation. No woman wants to nourish anything. Another reason why I'm so happy I'm with the woman I'm with. And by nourish, I mean nourishing is making sure, is taking your time with something, doing whatever you have to do to make sure it doesn't spoil. And if it just so happens to spoil, you do everything you can to bring it back to life. That's how you nourish something. You nourish a child, you know. You nourish the love of your life. Nourishment. You know what I'm saying? That word nourishment. You want, in other words, saying that, I'm going to make it very simple, okay? I'll make it very simple about the nourishment, that why women forgot. This is the big reason, and I want all women to hear this. This is another reason, but it's the biggest reason. When things go left, when things go wrong, most women, their very first thought is to go. Now, maybe you won't break up. Maybe you won't just leave. Maybe you won't even cheat. But you will do something out of character that if the situation wasn't what it was, you would not be doing what you're doing. In other words, I'll give you an example. You and your boyfriend or you and your girlfriend get into a fight, right? The very first person you go talk to is the person that he or she don't like. It ain't got to be a somebody you're trying to cheat with. Just you, the first person you go talk to, like say it's a girl, right? And you and your man get into a fight. The first person you go talk to is the one bitch you know not only don't like him, but always trying to break y'all up. She just don't like that relationship. That's the first person you go to. So you let her fill your head with this, that, and the third, third, that, and the this. Huh? Messes up your relationship. Now all of a sudden you got your own thoughts and her thoughts in your head. Men, we do it too, you know, depending on the severity of whatever your woman or a significant other does to you, let you know what type of situation or what level of quote unquote pettiness he would do. Because I think it's very petty. Like if something goes wrong in your relationship, your first thought should not run. Okay, you don't run from it. It should not be find something better, and it should not be just fuck it and let it die. anything that is worth it is hard to get and hard to hold on to. If your man cheats on you, right? Women, do you leave? Is that what you're going to do? Most women say, yeah, I'm out of here. How about having a conversation? Before you decide to go talk to Big Dick Billy or leave and just say, fuck that guy, why not have a conversation and see where his head at? You may not be the reason why he cheated, but he may have a reason. Double back. She cheats on you. You just go mess with another chick. You leave? No. 60% of the men that gets cheated on always contemplate, should I leave? Should I go? 60% of every man that has been cheated on, find out about it, they sit there and they contemplate, should I leave, should I go? See, because women fall in love easily and a lot. Men fall in love hard and rarely. That's why women get the moniker of, you know, women are very loving and giving and da 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 da. And men get the moniker of, a man never falls in love. He don't want to show no soft side. No. Is that in today's society, being soft for your woman or any woman is considered bad. It's considered being thirsty or being a simp. So men have to tilt that line of I want you, but I don't need you, which is a total fallacy. If women disappeared today or tomorrow, men, we would falter. We would fall down and die. First of all, the number one resource in the world is women, because they create life. All right? So, I hope I'm trying to help y'all understand where I'm coming from when I say women forgot how to be women. You don't want to take the time to make a relationship work. You are two individuals that were raised completely different, and y'all are trying to come together. You will have problems. But if you're committed to this person, if you have a history with this person, if you have children with this person, you love this person, you want to be with this person. Marriage doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care about marriage. Marriage was not something created by God, if that's what you believe in. It was created by, man. It was created by government for a bargaining chip. You know, I'll give you my daughter if you give me 40 acres and your cows. And that's how the Maximus linked up with the Maximus Lilius family, and we created King Arthur and all that bullshit. I'm paraphrasing, but it was a bargaining chip, which is still done today. Arranged marriages, that's all that is. Two powerful families or one non-powerful family, but has something that is worth something, beware their son or daughter to another powerful family. And then that's the connection of the two families, and they build. That's where marriage comes from. All right? I can go in deep in it, but I'm not going to do it. So I don't care about marriage. All right? I don't care if you're married or not. The commitment starts when you look that woman or look that man in the eye and say, I love you. Any person or anything that I have said or felt those words for, I do everything in my power to protect them, to provide for them. And if I have to, I will create whatever I need for them and nourish them, because I love them. And because I love them, I can't just throw them away. Me and some of my greatest friends have arguments. You think I'm just going to let my friend leave? I love him. That's my dog. We're going to work this out and keep it pushing. You know, it's amazing that at one point in time, a woman would see her best friend or some friend she's messing with have sex with her man, And at one point in time, that girl can say, girl, I was just showing you that he ain't shit. And at one point in time in life, women would be like, you know what? Thanks, girl, because he is not. If you don't believe me, Angela Yee, she said it. One of her homegirls had sex with her boyfriend, and she literally said, but I thanked her because, you know, she let me know that he wasn't nothing. And I'm like, wow. But that's neither here nor there. I keep jumping off topic. Women forgot how to be women. Nowadays, it's did you know it's a bad thing to want your woman to obey? It's a bad thing, stoners. It's a bad thing. Like, nowadays, you know what I've noticed, stoners? That, and that's why I'm doing my best to raise my daughters completely different. But women are being raised to be too independent, to be a strong black, white, Asian, Latino, not Latinas. They're a special group. But to be a strong woman, you don't need no man for nothing. You are the prize. That's how they're being raised nowadays. That men ain't shit. You don't need a man. You out here are the prize. They need to be jumping over hoops and doing things for you. And women grow up into their little kids, you know, 9, 10, 11. All of a sudden, they become tweens and teens, high school, and they got the same mentality. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, we was taught, and what we seen was relationships always need work. There is nobody living rainbows and daffodils. But that's not how it is. A woman would have a boyfriend 4 years, all through high school. That's 4 years of your life. You was with this man. And let one mistake or one just aggravation happen. Or hell, even worse, let somebody else step into your life that you deem and is better for you. So you at one point try to hold on to the man you got and try to fill this man out. And if you can, you'll hold on to both. I'm not talking out of my ass here, stoners. I've literally seen this. This is what I've seen from women. That they treat men as options. Okay. I've literally seen a girl hit a man up and say, hey, you want to come over? And I know she wanted him to come over for her. The man said, nah, I'm chilling right now, love. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired as hell. I just got off of work. But I'm definitely coming to see you tomorrow. I want to take you out anyway. That's exactly what he told her. She said, all right, well, whatever. Just hit me up. She got mad that he didn't want to just get up, drop everything, and come. You know what she did? She called her other homeboy, and he came. Clapped her cheeks, and that was that. All she wanted was sex that night. She got it. So she literally, I promise you, stoners, because this is a good friend of mine, I promise you, the dude came over. They went and had crazy sex, right? Then when she came back downstairs and started smoking and chilling with everybody, she literally acted like, first of all, the dude chilled for a second. She didn't speak to him, didn't even look his direction. She acted like he didn't even fucking exist. Because in her mind, he had fulfilled his purpose. Now, I know back in the day, men used to use women like that, but two wrongs don't make a right. You know? And this is why I took Latinas out of that boat, because every Latina, every Spanish, every Honduran, every Spanish woman that I've met, they are raised to serve. Now, when you hear that, does that make you cringe? Like, I don't want to serve no man. I ain't serve. What? We are in the service industry. If you're in a relationship, you are there to serve. Plain and simple. Because if you don't serve, then that person won't serve you. Case in point, if you don't make my food, huh, then somebody else will, or I'll go get it myself. If you don't wash my clothes, somebody else will, or I'll go do it myself. If you don't clean the house, I'll clean it myself. And then, and only then, stoners, I'm talking to stonettes actually, you have to start asking yourself, after beauty and sex, what are you bringing to the table? See, women have lost their substance. Think about it. I can go on OnlyFans or just shit. Nowadays, you can pay a girl shit $100, the finest girl in the hood, $100, and she'll come knock you down. So I can go pay a prostitute for sex. So I don't need you for sex, huh? I have friends, so I don't need you for companionship. Okay. There are plenty of beautiful women out there, so that stock has dropped. So outside of those superficial things, what do you bring to the table that no other woman does that makes me want to, you know what I'm saying, change my life for you? And if you remember at the beginning of the podcast, that's what my woman showed me. What else does she bring to the table other than being pretty, having some fire sex, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what else do you do? Everything a woman should. And when the woman does everything a woman should for the man, in turn, the man should do everything he should for her. You see how that cause and effect comes back into play? If you fix my food, I will be fed. I don't have no reason to go anywhere else. You have fed me. If I pay your bills, you don't need to go anywhere else to get that done because I have done that for you. Everything is cause and effect, stoners and stonettes. You can't treat men like options and dish rags and reusable toys until you find the one you want. Life is not a romantic comedy. Life is definitely not romanticized. You need to find the person that loves and likes you, not the person that you love and like. Ooh, I'm gonna run that back. You need to find the person that loves and likes you, not the person that you love and like. In other words, you're looking for somebody to make your life easier. You're looking for somebody that you don't have to do no work on. You're looking for somebody to just know your ins and outs, and you know their ins and outs. You're looking for somebody to make you feel better as a person. You're looking for somebody to make you feel comforted when you feel alone at night. But all of these things, you cannot find them anywhere. These things are built over time. People are so in a rush to get what they see on TV or to get what they've seen somebody have that's been together for umpteen years that you're not even stopping to think what they went through to get what they have. People look at me and my girl's relationship, and some of them be writing under my our comments talking about relationship goals and yes, queen, oh, y'all are so cute together, da 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 da. They have no idea what that woman went through dealing with me and what I went through dealing with her. But the key words in them sentences was, we went through it. And now, yeah, you see the relationship goals. But what we have as a couple was built. She didn't find me like this, and I didn't find her like this. It was the commitment that we made for ourselves to each other. I'm not married. That's why I say find a person that likes and loves you, because if they like and love you, you won't have to tell them to do the things that make you happy. And that's all it is, stoners. Relationships are not tough. Being a man is not tough. Being a woman is not tough. It's not. Yeah, it's very easy to go out there and have a different guy or a different woman for everything. Da, da, da. And it's very hard to only focus on one person. It's very hard. But anything that's worth it is supposed to be hard. But at the same time, relationships are very easy. Very easy. Do what you're supposed to do for that person so that person can do what they're supposed to do for you. I mean, if you wash my clothes, I have clean clothes in the morning to go to work in that makes money to pay for our house, where I put food in, you create meals out of that food. It's hand in hand. The word housewife should not be a dirty word. The word faithful should not be a dirty word. Being a woman and being perfect is in the eye of the beholder. Some women think they got to do all this other extra stuff and be a certain way to either get respect or, you know, to find the right guy or whatever have you. All you need to do is be a woman. Women are soft. Women are submissive. You know, ain't nothing wrong with making your man feel like a king. Because then he has the mind capacity and the time to make you feel like a queen. But if you treat him like a jester the whole time, then that's exactly what he's going to be. Women, you underestimate the power you have over us. This is how simple I am. You give me my weed, you give me my kids and my woman and a video game that I like to play, and I'm content and happy. What? That's all you need? You don't need nothing else? No, that's it. The woman I got, she will cook my food, she will wash my clothes, huh? All the money I make goes to our bank account, which she goes in and take care of everything. It's a 50-50 deal. It's yin and yang. It's give and take. It's push and pull. Positive, negative. Can't have one without the other. So I just think women forgot how to be women, you know? You're so busy trying to be independent, be strong, and prove that you don't need no man. You're not realizing that you're wasting half your life giving your energy to why you did that? You have more stories of guys you should have never even given your beautiful flower to or given your energy to, more than the people that actually stimulated your life and taught you something and brought you to a new level. Not every guy you meet you have to try to marry. Some people are seasons, some people are leaves, some people are branches, some people are roots. And I understand, you know, the first guy you meet just because you da da da. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the first guy you meet, you try to marry. But I'm also not saying you have a fucking revolving door of men. I'll give you the base point, ladies, if you want to make your man happy. Speak to me when I speak to you. Don't be afraid of being quiet with me. Be a porn star in the bedroom. And support me in whatever I do. Plain and simple. You do those four things, ladies, and your man will be happy. And if he's a good man, he will be a faithful man. He will be a reasonable man, and y'all will have a great relationship. Don't be afraid to take chances and be that good woman. I know a lot of women don't want to go through the whole, oh man, I was doing all this for this guy and he just left me standing, da 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 da. Don't let other people's actions change your heart. If you give a bum a mansion, right? He has no job, no way of cleaning and keeping the upkeep. The mansion is going to erode and it's going to look nasty and it's going to be dirty and it's not going to be livable no more and nobody's really going to want to even deal with it. But it's still a mansion. It still has value. It's still better than most homes around here. It's just the last person that had it did not know how to take care of it. But it's still a mansion. Now you give that same dirty mansion to somebody who don't mind cleaning, don't mind taking the time, and knows how to nourish and keep up with their mansion. Now you got a beautiful home. But if you're the mansion and the first homeless person that gets inside of you and messes you up and messes your mind up, da da da, all of a sudden you want to be a fucking complex or an apartment complex or whatever. You just letting anybody in now. Well, you're changing you. They're not changing you. Don't treat the next person like the last person. Have the reputation of, man, every time this girl get with a dude, they mess over that. She a good girl, too. Rather than, man, that's saying she got another one already? There's nothing wrong with taking a risk. Because let's be honest, it's not really even a risk. Yes, your feelings are involved. Yes, time, money, and effort is involved. Right? With the exception of time, all that can be recouped. Life is not a video game. You can't just skip levels and, you know what I'm saying, skip certain situations, put in a cheat code, and you're good. No, you got to go through certain things. If you're a fighter, you got to get punched sometime. To be a great fighter, you got to get punched so you can take the hits. Huh? If a person who's never been cheated on before, right, become an adult and get cheated on, he going to shoot up the world, shoot himself, come back and haunt the world. Because he don't know how to handle it. Because he or she didn't want to go through it as a child or as an adult. I mean, or as a teen and as a young adult. They didn't want to go through it. So I got 1,001 guys. I got 1,001 girls. My heart is protected. But then when you finally think you found the one and then that person hurts your heart, you don't know how to handle it. Because you was running from that pain all the time. I hope I'm making sense to y'all stoners. You know, because I'm super duper high right now. But this was on my mind, you know. I look at the woman that I have and I appreciate it. But then I know women that are on the other spectrum of it. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, it's actually cool to be a slut. There's a word called slut shaming. That's how far women have gone. They came up with, and I quote, slut shaming. You know, if I called a girl a slut in high school when I was coming up, first of all, she's calling some guy to whip my ass. And secondly, she would protest, I ain't no slut. You don't know nobody who hit this. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Now you know what the response is? You just mad because you're not hitting. Like, wow. They got parades for women that want to be sluts. That's how far gone women have gone. That being a slut is a great thing. I don't know. I mean, it's not like the N-word. It's not like y'all could take what men call women who are very promiscuous and make it a good thing. It would never be a good thing. If you call a girl a slut right now, I don't care what her second response is. Her first response is either anger or the cringe. But in today's world, because of OnlyFans and the social acceptance of women selling their bodies, they feel as if, you know, that for women, there are no rules. I could do whatever I want, be with whoever I want, because I'm a woman, I've been through things. The entitlement, the level of ego behind certain women how they do. I don't understand where they think they're going to find true love at. If you can't show me that you are wifey material, if you can't show me that I can trust you with my heart, if you can't show me that you are not like the rest of these girls out here, why should I guess? I gotta prove myself to you. I gotta prove I can provide. I gotta prove I can protect. I gotta prove I'm about something. But when it comes to women, beauty and sex is all they bring to the table. And we're supposed to be not only appreciative and take it, we're supposed to be grateful. I'm gonna go have sex with four different guys. I'm gonna have buku guys on my phone. I'm gonna actually talk to guys while I'm with you. But you better not do it to me. That's the dynamic of what's going on right now. That's what I'm seeing. The dating world is so messed up. I really honestly don't understand how people find love in today's world. Because you can't be a gentleman. You can't be too sweet to a woman. So courting her is out. No woman wants to really, there's no such thing as dates anymore. Hey, come to my house. I'll go to your house. Let's go to the Dax shop or something. You know, everything is to lead up to the sex, you know, because that's all the woman is offering. But I guarantee you, ladies, you're more than just your physical attraction. You're more than just that beautiful, pretty thing between your legs. And once you realize that what you have the power to make men happy. Not men, let me take that back. You have the power to make a man happy. Now, coming from a man who's been dealing with depression for the last 6 years, I need that. That's why I love the woman I'm with. Because of the depression I'm going through, she makes me happy. By doing the little things, just the little things. When I go in a room and I turn my game on and I set up the computer to start, you know what I'm saying, editing podcasts and everything, she leaves the room, closes the door, turn on the TV in the living room, and make sure all the kids stay out the room and let me work without me asking her. That's support. That's intensiveness. And that's non-selfishness. That's not even a word, but I'm using it. Without me asking, she's supporting the work I'm doing with the podcast, so she gets up and leaves. She don't just sit there, hey, what you doing? What's going on? Teach me this, teach me that. No. And by seeing her do that, that lets me know without me telling her, you're thinking of me without me even having to say anything. Guess what I got to do now? Reciprocate. I think of her when she's not around because she thinks of me when I'm not around. That's how a relationship goes. Because women have it so easy out here in today's society, not only in the eyes of society, but with men in general, you know, women are not better cheaters than men. Women just have the privilege of a man will do everything he can to continue to have sex with you. I don't care how long it is. If the sex is good and you're pretty, he'll have sex with you as long as you say so. But on the other hand of it, though, a side piece is only a side piece for so long. Two things might happen. Either one, she's going to find another man and become a girlfriend and, you know, slide off from you. Or B, she's going to be tired. Here's the thing everybody, every man has heard. I'm tired of being a secret. Now you got to choose. No woman wants to be a side piece forever. But men will. Excuse me. And that's exactly why women have the moniker of being better cheaters. Because when they get with a man, they know all they gotta do is lay it down and that man gonna do whatever she says. But men, because we don't have the privilege of having sex with any girl we want, okay, it's not like that for us. And women know that, okay, it's different. So I just think, and for my single ladies out there having fun in life, have fun in life. I'm not really talking to y'all. I'm talking to women who have, quote unquote, made a commitment to a man, right? But still living that savage life. You know, love is not something you just wanna play with. Love is very powerful. It is a very powerful thing. And when it's misused, things happen. Huh? You don't think OJ loved? Oh, that's it, stoners. Stoners? Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, stoners. That's gonna be it for the day. Excuse me for the mic. Only got an hour today, you know. But I'm gonna end off by saying this. There's nothing wrong with loving the person you're with. There's nothing wrong with shutting the world out to make sure your life is great. Okay? A relationship will always stay afloat as long as the men are captains, our queens are our anchors, and you don't need nobody else on that boat. Remember that. Be a man. Please, ladies, be a woman. And as always, I see y'all next Saturday. Stoners Unite!